T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So now they're going to try to come back this way up the stands.
Seems like that would raise it, doesn't it?
Unless you have to go the opposite way to raise it. I don't know.
Are we still on the air?
We are still.
Now, again, it's not going to be connected anywhere. They're just going to have to basically tie the rope somewhere for the time being. But it does appear that at the moment they're winning the battle.
Well, they've got the ground crew on the ropes. No.
Yep. Like your joke going over.
I mean, here we go.
I would say we need gloves.
It's going up. And now just keeping it up.
That's always the problem, Tom.
Welcome back. Mark Cerri, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio in for John Marks alongside Ike. Jack there with the montage of wackiness over the weekend yesterday with the Phillies. The net fell down. The protective net behind home plate fell down. And that was a significant delay to try to put the net back up because they couldn't play without it. It just capped off. Like, that was a weird weekend of Phillies baseball. They won 2 out of 3, which is great. And they needed that. But, look, the net issue they had on Sunday was weird. The delay was a very long time. And then, I don't want to complain at 2 out of 3 because they needed that, right? They hadn't been playing great. They won 2 out of 3. It's good. But that game on Friday night, when they lost it because of Travis Jankowski getting...
What's his name again?
Travis Jankowski.
Jankowski.
We'll remember that name around here for a while. You can watch baseball for 20 more years and not see a play like that, like in that moment. Like, it's not just the first inning or second inning. He got run down by the catcher standing between second and third base. What a weird weekend.
Yeah. I mean, there are what we call brain cramps.
Yes.
Or what have you. I don't even know what that was. It was almost like his body froze. Once he saw he was caught up in a rundown that wasn't really even a rundown, the catcher just ran at him.
It's a sprint down. The catcher just ran to the middle of the field.
Yeah, so, and listen, give him credit. They threw him up there on the Zoom call. Only he could answer for it. And so he took full responsibility, full blame.
Hope so.
I mean, who else is going to take blame? It's all on him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what else. This is why you don't trust players from Lancaster. I mean, this all comes down to Lancaster. They don't know how to play baseball
this
out there.
This poor guy, I mean, group of Phillies
fan.
I mean,
big moment, yeah.
Gets a chance to play
it
for his hometown team, and look what he does.
Now, Lancaster doesn't count as a hometown.
Well, you know, his team, right? Like, close enough. He's a Phillies fan.
What's closer, Lancaster or Millville?
Probably Millville.
Not by much.
Not by much. You're right.
Millville's not around the corner.
Right.
So, and the other part this weekend, and your thoughts on this, especially if you were out there or you were not out there. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to the Sixers in a couple minutes. But really, the biggest and kind of weirdest takeaway from the weekend was not anything to do with the net. It wasn't so much the bad base running on Friday. It's that the Phillies opened Citizens Bank Park back up, full capacity. And, Ike, they had about 15,000 people a game. Like, this...
Yeah.
Look, the team's not playing great. They're under 500. That's clearly going to be part of it. But I was surprised. Now, if you had asked me Friday to guess the attendance, I would not have guessed sellouts, right? As much as people are chomping at the bit to come back and have a summer again and baseball, I wouldn't have guessed sellouts. I also would have thought they'd have more people there. I mean, it was...
We thought it would at least be 25.
Yeah, like it was a weekend, right? It wasn't Tuesday night. I know school's still going on, but it's about to get out. But it's basically summer. It's past Memorial Day. It's a weekend division series.
And Bryce is back.
Yeah. And the weather, for the most part, like it was hot, but it wasn't cold and rainy throughout the weekend.
No.
You weren't concerned Saturday and Sunday were going to be canceled because of weather. Like, that is – I will call it bizarre and just interesting that people didn't come out to watch the Phillies.
Yeah, and I would have to guess there's a number of reasons, right? The team, a little lackluster right now.
You're not going to watch Jankowski run the bases?
Yeah, yeah. So I get that part of it. And, I mean, you know what I'm wondering, right? I'm wondering, they are lifting these restrictions, but are people really ready to be back in a ballpark full capacity?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think everybody is.
Right? Like, there's still some people out there that are like, you know what, I'll just watch on TV. But then you got the people that want to go down, that want to get back to feeling normal again and being out of the ballpark. You got that. And in Washington, although they aren't a first-place team right now, that's still a rival. You got the whole Natitude thing. You got the whole Bryce come back this weekend going up against Washington. I was surprised. I would have thought you would have had 20,000-plus down there every day. And I don't know. Maybe it's the weather.
Too hot?
Yeah, maybe. You think a lot of people went down to the shore?
I mean, all these things you said probably come into it. I just, like, if I'm the Phillies, I'm a little worried, right? Like, we waited a year to get people back in. Over a year, right? There was no fans at all last year. Now we've had, you know, a couple months of baseball this year with smaller capacity, but some people. I have to imagine they circled Friday night or whenever the date was going to be to the restrictions are off. I bet they circled that and said, we're going to have a full house. Like, we're going to have people want to come back to watch. And obviously, they didn't. 215-592-9494. I want to hear from you if you were down there this weekend, or if you haven't gone to a game yet, or you don't not really sure if you're going to go yet. Because this is, like, we all thought it'd be so cool to watch fans back, right?
Right.
And it is.
And we're
getting with the NBA playoffs because these are big games in the playoffs.
Yes.
But the Phillies are open, and over the weekend you could barely tell. I mean, the crowds were pretty sparse. I haven't gotten to go to a game yet. Have you gone to any games yet, Jack?
No.
You went to a game.
Yeah, I did.
And you were there before?
I was there before. I was there when it was 10,000, I think.
Yeah.
So it wasn't much different.
No, it wasn't. It felt louder. You know, it felt louder than only 10,000 people. And it was, honestly, being down there was perfectly fine. Like, I felt safe. There were a lot of precautions were out there. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's. I mean,
I got to be honest with you. Team is not that exciting to watch.
They're not.
I mean, that's really what it boils down
to. They're more frustrating than exciting.
Yes, exactly. They're more frustrating. Well, you don't know what you're going to get. So you couple that with it being a weekend, I bet you people are more or less like, you know what? Nah, I can spend my weekend doing something else. Because you don't – the last thing you want to do is go out there in 90-degree weather and they lose the game 2-1.
And the net
and
falls on your head.
sweating all over the place.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, then if that's the case, if we were making like a chart and we were trying to assign like how much is for what, if what you just said there, Ike, that the team's not that exciting and people want to do other things, the Phillies better wake up quick because this is always like that point in the summer – in the season where fans either check in or check out of the Phillies. And no, they've won 3 of 4. Like they're playing a little better right now against, and they should beat the Reds and Nationals. So this is what they should do. But like they have the Braves starting tomorrow for a 3-game series, and then the Yankees, then the Dodgers, then the Giants. Like this is like we're going to find out over the next 2 weeks, are they going to wake up and have a season, or are they going to come home and July 4th we say, oh no, it's over.
Are they going to San Francisco or are they coming here?
They're going to the Dodgers and Giants next week.
Okay. So you know the Yankees series, that'll be crowded.
Oh, it'll be sold out, yeah.
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 But although the Yankees they're not very happy with their team either.
No, they're not very good right now either. About 500. Two teams that are
2 500 teams.
How about that? Come pack the ballpark. Let's go to the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Brooks is up. Brooks with the game on Saturday. What's up, Brooks?
Hey
Brooks.
Yeah, real quick. So we bought same day tickets online and we looked at a bunch of sections. And they were all full, so it could be a system issue.
Are you saying you could barely get tickets? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, like, you know, when you log on, you look in the sections, you can select your seats. So it was pretty much booked up. So they may still have, you know, it limited to 16. I don't know. It wasn't a lot of options.
That's interesting, because you would think that they'd have every seat available if it's available.
Yeah. Yeah, when we went there, it was tons of seats open, plenty of room. So I think it might be a system issue.
Well, listen, if that's the case, they got to fix that. And Brooks, we appreciate the call. I mean, the other part about this is, didn't they like, wasn't the restriction supposed to come off this coming Friday against the Yankees and they moved it up a week? I wonder if people just aren't, I wonder if not everyone realizes what's going on. Like, hey, you can, like, it's a full stadium now. You don't need to, you know, you could go if you want to go.
Go if you want to. Yes.
I mean, they did move it up. And even the Sixers, right? Like, it was like, oh, we're going to do this week. And then they're like, no, never mind. Everyone back now.
And even with the Sixers, when you watch the game on TV, you can tell there are areas in the lower part where they blocked it off so that, you know, there's still enough space between the players and where they're sitting at versus where the fans are.
Yeah, that seems like the biggest block off. Like, there's, like, no one behind the players.
Yep.
Which, you know, you think to typical NBA playoff games, there's, like, people
on top
of them.
Right on top of them.
Yeah, I am very interested over the next couple weeks to see how this plays out, to see how many people are going to Phillies games. I imagine the Sixers are going to have as many people as they could fit in there because people want to go to playoff games. Mm-hmm. It's a big deal.
And it's indoors.
Yes. And there's the chance this team gets to the finals, right? There's something special going on here with the Sixers, as long as they can wake up against the Hawks. The Phillies, this is it's got to be disappointing for them.
And this ain't special.
Then it's not special.
Yeah.
You feeling better, special. Jack, 2 out of 3 against the Nets?
Yeah, I actually do. I mean, I know. Listen, it doesn't take much for me to start believing in the Phillies.
It takes 2 wins.
No, but they're playing better, and they're starting to hit the ball more. I mean, 17 runs against the Reds. You have 12 runs yesterday. They're starting to play a little bit, almost small ballish in a way. They're moving runners along. They're starting to steal some bases. Girardi's getting hot with the bullpen. I don't know. Like, I know it's been a struggle of a season, but like,
Girardi's getting hot with the bullpen.
Yeah, like I'm just the Jankowski thing was annoying
lead yesterday. So.
No, I get it, but I genuinely think they're starting to play better baseball. And you know what I like is they're getting mad or they're showing a lot of emotion when they do something well,
right?
Which
Bones
is good
did that yesterday, but
yeah, because they're
good emotion
because they're finally feeling like there's pent
it
up
matters
frustration.
To them.
Yeah,
I'm with you there.
And the hat thing, I'm all in on.
Oh, the home run hat?
Is that
this year's bamboo?
Yeah, it's about time we had a little thing going.
So who invented that one?
Yeah. Oh, it's a Brad Miller. I mean, Brad Miller did the bamboo, and now he's got the straw hat.
It's a
good thing.
Every June we need some sort of gimmick with this team, whether it's the curveball machine, when Gabe was here, we had bamboo. Did we have anything? Was anything last year? Or was
everyone's just not excited to be there. Last year was the bullpen.
Last year we're here because we had to be
Last year was flipping a coin who's coming into the ballgame.
So it's the home run hat, the straw hat?
Yeah, it's a great move. Listen, the Red Sox have the cart when they hit a home run.
Yeah.
You know, it's a part of being a modern-day baseball player is having fun.
Well, listen, I hope that works because they're going to need it the next 2 weeks with these teams they're going against. 215-592-9494. Let's get back to the Sixers. Sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. Looking to get engaged? Visit my friend Jim at Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. Support the home team. You won't regret it. Visit marks-jewelers.com and schedule an appointment with a diamond expert. That, of course, is our Twitter question today. Are you worried about the Sixers winning this series versus the Hawks? 57% Ike right now say they are not worried, which my math tells me and the poll in front of me tells me 43% are with me on this. They're worried. Look, yesterday
that's
was
a lot.
It's a lot.
It's almost half.
For game one against a 5 seed, this isn't the Eastern Conference. It's the semis. But I'm in that camp. I am worried. 215-592-9494. I am worried about the Sixers in this series. Yesterday, Joel Embiid played, which is something we didn't know until, you know, 45 minutes before the game he was going to play. He played. He scored 39 points. They were at home. It was full capacity. Everyone's screaming, yelling. Triple H is ringing the bell, and everyone's excited. And it felt like it was going to be, you know, a really great day for the Sixers to start off a series. And they came out looking flat. Ben Simmons missed 7 more free throw shots. They got out, attempted behind the three-point arc by 18 threes, 18 more attempts by the Hawks. And the thing that blew me away was it just felt like the Hawks aren't scared or imposed by the Sixers at all. Sometimes you could feel it in these playoff series, like, that team just knows they can't beat that team. And ultimately, maybe the Hawks just aren't good enough. We'll see as this plays out. But they don't believe that right now. Like, they're here to play a series.
Yeah, and I mean, listen, we all love easy wins, and no one would complain if the Sixers ran up against an inferior opponent that somehow was stage fright and wasn't ready to play on this big stage. But as a sports fan, and you're just watching the playoffs, you kind of want a competitive series, and you want it to be back and forth because that's what makes basketball memories. As long as your team in the end is the one that's moving forward, I'm okay with a 5, 6, 7 game series. It's just more basketball I get to watch. And I had the Sixers winning this series in 6, And it was primarily because of Trae Young and Nate McMillan. You know, Trae Young is a guy who's always had to overcome, right, obstacles. You're a point guard. You're that small.
Yep.
He's been told all his life what he can't do, and he's not big enough and all these things. So he carries that little chip on his shoulder.
Oh, you could see it.
Oh, man.
He walks around with it.
And it's just game one. And I actually saw yesterday there were a couple times where he was trying to egg the crowd on. But the crowd, I got to admit, other than just booing him a little bit when he touched the ball, they didn't do a lot to poke the bear.
No, we got to do more. I expect more in game two. If we're going to have full capacity, we better get that guy off his game.
I mean, he hit the 1 3-pointer and left the gooseneck up there for about 5-10 seconds afterwards.
Yeah, he's a showman.
Yeah.
Little Reggie Miller in him. He's here to piss us all off. There's no question.
He comes in that lane, somebody needs to put a forearm right in his chest. And if it means you get a flagrant one, so be it. As long as you don't get tossed out the game.
As long as it's not Joel.
Yeah.
Like Jack said earlier, put Mike Scott in. Let him get a flagrant and get out of the game. Now, I am worried, though. I am worried about the series. I'm worried about the Sixers. Are you? 215-592-9494. That is how you operate. Let's go to Rich, who is in Phoenixville. He has a thought on the Phillies and not really drawing many fans this weekend. What's up, Rich?
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, I just had the same issue on Saturday that the previous caller had. I tried to buy 5 tickets on the Phillies website. They wouldn't let me buy 5. And when you actually looked at the, you know, they have a thing where you can see the map of what seats are available. In the section I bought in, 113, it looked like there were really only like 10 seats available. So I had to buy like 4 seats together and then buy 1 standing room only. But when I got there, like there was nobody in our section. It was, you know, 1/3 capacity. So I don't know. I was curious. It just seems like the Phillies are still limiting the number they're selling, really.
Yeah, I mean, obviously this is a thing, right? You're the second person who's told us that. It's just, so bizarre. You would think they'd be doing everything they can and be ready for this so they can sell the tickets.
Right.
I thought so. And I really wanted to go to the first game that was like, I thought it would be a sellout, you know, the first game at full capacity because people would be anxious to go back. I really wanted to be, you know, part of a sellout. And then I even looked on, you know, StubHub and SeatGeek and those, and there were like no tickets even available on those sites for the game. So it was just really curious to me.
Yeah, that Rich, we appreciate it. That's interesting. I mean, I don't know if the Phillies are listening, but they better update their system.
Yeah, something.
Trying to help them out.
Maybe they thought, because it sounds like people wanted to go, and he had at least a cluster, right? 5. He said 5 people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you would think, and I don't know how it works, but you would think full capacity would mean you could buy any group of tickets you want, right? You would think normal, right? Like, just like it's like it used to be. I don't know what's going on with that. You know what I'm going to try to do? I'm going to try to go on and buy some tickets for tomorrow night as we do the show. I'm going to see what's going on there. 215-592-9494.
Use the company card.
Yes. I'm not paying for
it. Yeah, come on.
No,
just write in, do you know who I am? People love when you do that.
No, I can't do that. Actually, I've never used that line.
You never used that line,
Come
Joe?
On, not even once?
I wouldn't know. Who am I?
Honestly, the people would see you and be like, that's you?
That's what you look like?
Did I ever tell you the time that me and Joe were walking down the street and I pulled out Jack and Delco and said, yeah, don't you hate Carson? And this guy turned around like, is that Gilio?
Yeah, he did. By the old studio.
Oh, wow.
I think it was about like a year and a half ago during like the last football season. The guy's like, that's you? You're the one that hates Carson? I'm like, Jack, what are we doing here? 215-592-9494. Are you worried about the Sixers? And the Phillies barely drew flies this weekend. Why? Are you going to the
Only
games?
Only Philadelphia.
Yeah. Doc, I know. Listen, I see the people at other games. We don't know what's going on with the Phillies here. All right, let's throw a little side topic in as well. Ike, you know whose birthday it is today?
I do know whose birthday it is today.
AI.
Bubba Chuck.
Happy birthday. I never all these years later, like his birthday was the day after because yesterday was the anniversary of stepping over Tyronn Lue.
Yeah.
But happy birthday, Allen Iverson.
It's funny to me, too.
Yeah. The go-to Broad Street, Allen Iverson, right. As we crowned last year.
Which is still unbelievable.
Yeah, but he won. And Mike Schmidt wasn't happy about it.
I don't care that he won. Yeah, Mike Schmidt was still not over it.
No, that was awesome. Happy birthday, Bubba Chuck. One of my favorite athletes of all time, man. Seriously, wow, we do this every year. Really, anytime I get a chance to talk about the dude, I just remember what it was like when he was king of the world, when he was all Philadelphia, when he was the answer, when it was the early 2000s. And man, this dude is—he was a rock star. He was one of the other than Jordan, obviously, I'm just thinking about athletes that Shaq carried himself like a rock star persona.
Bigger than the game.
Yeah, and that was AI, man. That was Bubba Chuck, man. That was AI because we had been hearing about him from his high school days, right? From the days, you know, he got in trouble down there, and that was a national story. You know, high school football, basketball star in a brawl in a bowling alley. The judge sent him to jail, that whole ordeal. Like
John
that was,
Thompson's
yeah,
saving the day.
Yeah, man, that was a big deal. So I heard of AI when I was young and when he was coming up through the rankings and then to follow him at Georgetown and then to come here. I still remember the first time I met Allen Iverson. It was right up here. It was actually up here at, I want to say 38th. It used to be a club up there near Drexel Bar somewhere.
You met AI there?
Yeah, Ludacris was there that night. So I just, you know, this is like my rookie year.
What a trio. AI, yeah, Ludacris,
yeah,
Ike Reese.
Yeah, he was performing there that night, him and Ja Rule. I'm up in there with my big, I don't even know the outfit I had on.
Neck roll?
Yes, I didn't have a neck roll on, but I probably had on some throwback jersey or some shirt too big for me and jeans too big.
Well, that was the 90s,
So, and I remember him walking in. It was like, man, he had the crew thick with him, right? He had the posse with him, crew thick.
Oh, he didn't go place alone.
Oh, man. And I'm like, man, that's AI right there, man. I'm trying to figure out, okay, now how do I go up without being a groupie? I couldn't help it. I just had to go. I had to go up and be a groupie, man. I just had to. And then I rolled out the whole – this is the funny part, y'all. Yeah, Ike Reese just got drafted by the Philadelphia Eagles. Yeah, yeah. What's up, AI? Yeah, no idea who I was. But I felt like I needed to throw out I got drafted by the Eagles.
Well, so you're not just –
And you're
guy.
Also a pro athlete as well.
Yes! Yeah.
It's not like Jack or I walking up to him.
AI, Division II, Bloomsburg Huskies, number 29.
What was your ERA, Jack? No, never mind, AI.
So, yeah, and he was cool, man. So, yeah, man, that was cool, man. That's the first time I met him, the summer that I got drafted out here.
So, AI, it's his birthday today. You mentioned it there as you were telling the story. The Answer, right? One of the great nicknames in sport, in sports. Allen Iverson, The Answer. When you call in, give us a great sports nickname. Ike, there's been so many great ones over the years. I feel like they used to be better than they are today. Like, today we kind of fall back on initials sometimes with these guys.
Is there one good
Which
one today?
Which is not, by the way, that's not a nickname.
It's not, right? Like, AI was AI, but he was The Answer.
Yes.
Like, he had a nickname.
Yes.
But now we just do the KD stuff. Like, you know, everyone's got their initials. Is there a good one today?
I actually like, it's funny you brought up KDs. One of the nicknames he doesn't really like, Slim Reaper.
That's a good one for him.
Yeah.
Well, he's a great nickname.
He doesn't like anything. He's just, he hates everything. He's a great player.
You have the Millville Missile or whatever with Trout.
Oh, yeah, that's trying
to
hard.
That what he was called?
Yeah, Millville Meteor or something.
Nah, hell no, out.
Yeah,
that's terrible.
Well, there's King for LeBron.
That might be
the best one we have going. And even
Fresh Prince for Ben.
No, get it. No,
oh,
no.
Hell no.
No. All right, 215-592-9494. When you call in, we'll talk about the Phillies not selling any tickets this week, or at least not as many as we thought.
He tried that too. He thought we were going to call him the Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
What about what about Feds?
The Sixers can't do nicknames. Like, they can't. I'm not calling Ben anything until he starts hitting free throws. Like, can we start that? Can we do that first? 215-592-9494. When you call in, give us a great nickname in sports, past or present. I'm sure there's going to be mostly of the past. Are you worried about the Sixers? And the Phillies only averaged about 15,000 fans in attendance the entire weekend.
Come on, people.
Why? Why? Why did you not go out, or have you gone out? We'll talk about it. 215-592-9494. And Julio Jones was traded. It wasn't to the Eagles.
Damn.
Should they have been in at the price it cost for him to go to Tennessee? We'll discuss that coming up. Joe Giglio in for John Marks. This is Mark Cerise on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.